beginnt gerade da mit sagt es eben da zu der Gasse beginnt mit der beginnt trace the master beginnt with the gemara name a I'm the shmaite let's say that his teaching is like a machlek tanai trace explains that anyway you're going to have to say it's a machlek tanai there's the gemara is asking what rabbi said that it comes out that according to the time by mishnah you're not allowed to roll it back to where you are even though it didn't really touch Rosh Hashanah and view the holds that as long as it's just a little bit off you're allowed to roll it back. Now, Rabbi said in Sefer Shabbos that within 3 tefachim, according to Rabbanan, it has to be on something. And Rabbi Kiva says, Klita Kamisha Honcha. But according to Rabbanan, that's not Kakluta. Rabbi says that even within 3 tefachim, that sometimes we say it's like the ground itself, but the Chum say that no, you're not going to be chametah literally on something. It's not enough to be within 3 tefachim from the ground. The problem is, in our Mishnah, we see that's Machlag Sanam, because according to Behuda, as long as it's off the ground, even just by that of a needle, it's not considered placed down. Whereas according to Tandakamo, we are concerned that it is like it's played, like it's laid down. According to Rabbi, his concept within the Brit Tochim is a machlekes tanaim. Now that's the thesis that Avagav to Leinicha Hachaluk Mimilsa the Rabbi put the tanoid mesti as our Gemara is grappling with this. Doesn't really want to have Rabbi's teaching to be a machlekes tanaim and tries to get out of it. Says Tzimu Kamakim, but still Akocha Ashkachan Brayis the Pliga Lebim Misat the Shabbos Paragazar. But either way, most definitely there are going to be Tanan that are not like Rava, as we find in Shabbos Av Tzadik Zayin and Alf. The Brayis is by Gabi Hazart Mishas Yochid Mishas Yochid Mishas Ram BeEmtza. Someone's throwing from Mishas Yochid to Mishas Yochid and Mishas Ram in the middle. The Tanan of Brayis says in the Brayis Toich Gimel if it's within 3 tefachim, Dibra Kol Chayiv. Everyone's going, you're going to be Chayiv, even according to the Chachamim. I mean, like it's placed down. So obviously that Bryce is not like Rav who says it has to be on something. So therefore, that it seems to be contradicted from our sugya that it sounds like that everyone's like him. That's what we're trying to grapple with. So therefore, Tzai says, another approach which you could say is that no, yesh l'chala, you could differentiate and say no, even that Bryce would be like Rav. Because the hacha shabach, it's malmal, megimel, matal, tevgimel, here where we're talking about where the object is coming from above 3 tefachim to within 3 tefachim. Who the boy Rav, anochi gabi mashvi, that's where Rav, as our Gemara is bringing, requires has to lay down on something, even a minute thing, but has to land. But there, that brisa, Irish Ayachivet Tergimel, there it was within 3 tefachim. Mishayetam Tachad Yadav, from the moment left his hand, Lahachi Chashav Kamunach. Therefore, even Rav would agree, it's considered like it's placed down, even though it never really touched something, as long as it was always within 3 tefachim. Because the Amid Rav, because like it says, Rav agrees, Damavim Tech Shleisha, if someone goes and passes something less than 3 tefachim from the ground, the kamunach b'karka, I mean, that's like it's placed on the ground down, because the mucham pekam etziyan, because obviously in the Gemara, they're not payam and alf. So rather, the difference is regarding, as we said, if it started within 3 tefachim or above 3 tefachim. But then Taisa addresses, the mahad l'chashivin and miskalgul kamunach b'sef hazag, then why doesn't the Gemara say that when something is rolling, that, which obviously is within 3 tefachim, it says if it's placed down in perkazag over the dafka from an olive, you're saying even Rabba agrees to that. And as it says, there it's like we're saying over here in our sugya, where it started when it was thrown from above 3 tefachim, and then when it was rolling was after it got within 3 tefachim. Oh, that we said, then no, it has to actually land. Like we said, being within 3 tefachim is not sufficient if it started from above 3 tefachim. Tinek says, and also begins with the Gemara, Elikula Rabbi Yehudi. Rather, you have to understand that the Mishnah is not too Tanoim, it's rather all Rabbi Yehuda. Tosafos explains that where do we say for Rabbi Yehuda that it requires to have Hanach on something, and where do we say that no, Kluta Kamisha Honcha? Because our Gemara ultimately said that no, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who he holds it has to land on something, and therefore if it's above, like he says in the Mishnah, Kablai Machat, you let it roll it back. And the ratio that was talking about that you're not allowed to roll it back was like we said, there was a slanty wall, where then it was literally on something. Problem that Tosafos has is, here we're saying that according to Behuda, it has to be on something, on the mashu. But if it didn't land on something, you're not going to be chayv. And that's what Taisa Tame, it's a wonder, because the B'Shabbat Perkaz are the Gemara Shabbat on Tzadik Zayin Beis. Boy, Lameim, the Sabbat, the Gemara wants to say, but they review the whole Kulta Kamosha Honcha, that when it's just even in the ear space, it's like it was placed down. As we find, Gabi Azark, Mishos Yachel, Shos Rabin, Vavar Dal Ramas, Mishos Rabin. If someone threw something from Mishos Yachel, Shos Rabin, and it passed Dal Ramas, Mishos Rabin, that you're going to be liable for that. Simply because in the ear space. But in our sugya, we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, it has to land on something. Now, Taisa says, now, Lamaskanda, the Hasam Nicha, according to the most conclusion over there, it makes sense, because the Mukaloka Gundam, because the mother explains, it's Toma where the guy said, when it comes out of the Shusram, I want it to land, the Mistabatay Lame Hasam Kalutikamishonka, that there it makes sense that even just in the ear space, it's like it was placed down. He wanted it to land over there. So it's like it landed over there. He doesn't want the Sefer to fall over there. Therefore, it doesn't make sense for us to say that it was placed down. Okay, fine. According to the Gemara's Maskana, it wouldn't be a difficulty. According to Gemara's Havimin over there, the Gemara thought to say, for two things regarding the Haitza and Ma'avar Dalaram Shus Rabbim. The guy says, okay, wherever it's going to land, I'm okay with. So, Kasha. So that's going to be a difficulty from over here to there. Because what does Rabbi Yudah hold? In our sugi, it sounds like Rabbi Yudah holds that it's not considered placed until it literally lays on something. And the Gemara Shabbat sounds like that no, he held Klut to Kemishoncha. And that's what you could differentiate. The Hasan in the Makbed al Achevitz on the Shinuach. There he's not particular about where the object shall land. And that's where he wants it to land wherever it's going to land. But here, Makbed, he is bothered, he is particular. He would prefer that the Sefer would not land at all and would stay in his hand. He doesn't want him to roll out at all, and then he can't compare it to that loch over there where he wants it to land Rosh Hashanah, and therefore that's why it would make sense over there that he would say Klut Kemishoncha in contrast over here. Now, Avol Rav Kasha, but what Tosfos is bothered by, but according to Rav it's difficult, because according to Rav you can't say that Sfaro, that to say, oh, it's better when he says Kamokam Shatirtza Tenuach from the case over here in our Gemara of a Sefer that falls out of his hand. Because even where he says that wherever it's going to land, I'm okay with that. But Rava Hamnocha Gam Mashri, still Rava says now Suga has to land on something. The Makbid, where the person in particular, Afila Nacha Gam Mashri Lemachayb, that even if it lands on something of substance, he's not Chayb, Delinas Makshaptoi, because his intention wasn't done of the guy who threw it. So it comes out that the whole halacha of Rava, that you need to have it to be placed on something, obviously is when he says, because it can't be that he didn't want to land it on, because then his machshava wasn't done. So therefore, that's difficult. Now we're back to the question, how can we say, Rabbi Yehuda, that klutikim shuruncha, if we see from our sugya that it's the same case as kamakam shetitza tenuach, and Noah has to land on something. So that's what you have to say is the Lamaita Sagadad Khazimikari, right? According to what the Gemara had over there in the Havimina, that it was talking about Kamakam Shatitza Tinuach, and Rabbi Yehuda still does not require to land on something. That's less like Rabbah. Yeah, that Gemara's Havimina was not going like Rabbah. Additionally, what you could say is because the preacher's little like we had previously explained, that Hasam over there throwing an object from the Shatzirach to Rishat Rabbim was Kishat Chilas Rikasa Techshlai. So the beginning of throwing was within three Tvachim of the ground. Oh, they were going to say, since it was always within three Tvachim, they were going to say that even though it doesn't land on anything, that then Rav would agree that then you would say that it's Kemishoncha as if it landed on something. So Tosfos has told us that if either holds, yes, as we see over the Klut Kemishoncha, that's only where he threw it, where he wants it to land in a specific place in Rosh Hashanah. As the Gemara's conclusion there in Masechta Shabbos, and also even according to Gemara's Havimin over there, that you can be chayiv, even though it's like, okay, wherever it lands is okay, because he wants it to land in Rosh Hashanah. Then you say, Klut Kemishoncha, but he doesn't want to be in Rosh Hashanah at all, like in our case over here, by the Sefer that rolled out of his hand, that's Rabbi Yehuda requires that it has to land on something, as our Gemara said, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rava. Now, according to Rava, that he holds that even when you say, Kamokam Shatirtza Tenuach, it still has to land on something. So the first Heretz of Taisa says, yes, obviously the Gemara's having me over there disagrees with Rabba. Or the second approach says, no, like we had differentiated in the previous Taisas, that there's Tumah, when you threw it, it was always within three Tvachim, so therefore you're going to say like as if it's Kamisha Honach. Here we're Tumah, that's above three Tvachim, that is started off, and therefore it has to actually land on something. Kitnik says the Mazda begins with the Gemara Nechesh, Dem enough of Aslatui, which should be concerned that maybe it's going to fall, and he's going to come to carry. Chris explains, why do we say that's talking about a ledge that's coming out from above a carmelis. And that is said in the Mishnah that you have the ledge in front of the window, and you could put stuff and take stuff off it on Shabbos. Gemara says, wait a second, where's this ledge? If it's above Rosh Hashanah, you have to be concerned that maybe it's going to fall down and it's going to come to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And if it's above Rosh Hashanah, obviously, what would be the concern? Somebody says, yes, it's above Rosh Hashanah, but we're talking about fragile vessels that even if it falls, you're not going to come to bring it. And what Bava's taste is, why didn't the Gemara say that we're talking about a ledge that goes above a carmelis of Makam Patur? And as Tosfos explains, because the Edom apply the Kamalas al Chatzah Shein Murdev, because yes, if it was going above a Kamalas or a Chatzah that there's no Erev, which also is problematic to go ahead and bring from one to another. So that's his taste. No, La Rava de Lesley Kamon Gzeil Gzeil Korn. The Rava that he says in the next half on Tali Tezmanav that we don't make Gzeil Gzeil Pshit the Shari, obviously would be permitted. The Lesley Chatzah Shein, you don't have to say it because it's Gzeil Gzeil, which is this whole thing is Gzeil that maybe you come to bring it back in. And even if you bring it back in, it would be rabbinic domain. Now, the Bayit goes, according to the Bayit, that he does make Xera L'Xera of a Carmelist, and also, then it would be the same thing forbidden as you carrying the Rishos Rabbin, and therefore there would be no significance of saying this as if there's no difference of in what domain it is, so therefore it would be the same thing like carrying out to Rishos Rabbin. Now, Bayner additionally says, it seems, from the fact that Abaya answers, truth is that it sticks out into Rosh Hashanah. Mashma, it sounds like. The Mapik Lekamelis, Lechatz Hashem, Rabbis, if it sticks out the Kamelis or the Chatz, that's no Erev. Actually, Shari would be permitted, as we see from Abaya's answer, Afilakem Shein Nishbar. Even vessels that are not fragile, and when not concerned that you can become the carrier from the Kamelis to his Rosh Hashanah. Although, what I mean, as the first part of Taisis was assuming, Abaya does make Xeil Xeil, and if it actually would be obvious that one, it would be problematic, but it sounds like from Abaya's answer that it wouldn't. It says, you could differentiate. Like I previously explained regarding differentiating between drinking water in another domain or a needle in one's garment, where it's something that's common, that's more reason to be geyser. And if Abaya holds that, yes, even by a Carmelist, we're going to make that geyser like geyser. But by a ledge, which is not so common, we're not going to be geyser by a Carmelist. Now, Tais explains that if based on what we're saying, that if a ledge is going on to a Carmelist, you're allowed to use that ledge. So then the parakeets mishtatfen, the Gemara previously in the Pidal Menav, going to be Anshe Chatz and Anshe Aliyah. People in the courtyard and the people in this upper story, Shoshaka Bleiva, they forgot they didn't make a joint Erev. The Tani that we learned about, they say, Yitzim, that crazy Masar, that you have a ledge coming out from the wall by above 10 Tfachim, that Aliyah belongs to the people on Habal Aliyah, belongs to the people in the upper story. Afela Nichsham Kelim Shein Nishbarim, then that means to say that even vessels that are not fragile is permitted. Because, what is this? This is a Chaddish and Merevis, as we said, that even Abaya does not make such a Gzeir. So, according to the first approach from Taisis, when you have a ledge going out on top of a Carmelist, according to Rav, would be permitted to use it, because you don't make a Gzeir like Gzeir. According to Abaya, would be forbidden, because you do make a Gzeir like Gzeir, just like when you're not allowed to drink from Shosayachah to a Carmelist. According to the second approach from Taisis, actually, a ledge above a Carmelist is permitted to use for, even according to Abaya. Because Abaya only makes Gzeir by things that are common, and not things that are uncommon, like this case of the ledge. Ketun next says, Mazda begins with the Gemara Mishtamish B'chala Kaisel, it could use the whole wall, ad Sar Tachtayim, up until the bottom 10 Tfachim. Taisis brings Rashi interpretation regarding what does it mean in the whole wall, and disagrees with him, because the Braisa was saying that you have the ledge in front of the window, that's over Shasarab, so you're allowed to put all your bowls and stuff in that, and you could use the whole wall until the bottom 10 Tfachim. And if you have a ledge that's beneath the upper one, you could use the whole thing. In the upper one, you could only use opposite the window. Now, Pesach B'Kunjus Rashi explains, what does it mean you could use the whole wall? Imaziz mutla arkay alpnei kol arkay. If the ledge goes along the entire length of the wall, mishtamish b'chalaziz, you could use the whole ledge. Now, for kashlui, but that's difficult to agree, because the hainu seifa, that's the seifa, the tongue where it says explicitly, imyeshiz l'matem and mishtamish b'chalaziz, if there's a ledge beneath it, you could use the whole thing, not just the upper one, which is only opposite the window. Obviously, we know that halacha. So Mefarash Reed re-explains the Bechayrin Shebekaisel coming to Mishtamish. What do you mean along the whole wall? It means the crevices in the wall above 10 Tfachim, you could utilize those crevices. And Belash Mishtamish Bechalakaisel, Mashmanamikain, the wording of he could use the whole wall sounds like that they were actually talking about the wall, not the ledge of the wall. And that's what we mean, they could use the whole wall from a person's window. Ketinik says the Mazel that begins with the Gemara, Ida Lesley Arba. Now, if it doesn't have four, then even opposite the window should not be permitted. Which places brings Rashi interpretation that a ledge that doesn't have a width of four tefachim, you're not allowed to use it by fragile vessels. And places gives a different interpretation, which here we're going in the halacha that Rashi explains that what's this upper ledge that we have to differentiate between the lower ledge you can only use opposite the window. It's talking about the yes. It doesn't have a width of four tefachim, but together with the ledge, the window itself, the window pane, it has, so therefore that's why you limit it to four tefachim. But that was the Gemara's question, that if it doesn't have four, then even opposite the window, one should not be permitted to use. Now, Mashman Perisha Kuntras, Tay says, it sounds like from Rashi's interpretation, the Beruach of Dalet, that if it was four tefachim wide, Mishtamash became Anishbarim, then you could use vessels that are fragile, specifically, because then we're not concerned that you're going to bring those from the street. But if it's not four tefachim wide, then you can't use it. Even vessels that are fragile, because as Rashi explains, then it's going to keep on falling down. It's going to look like you're throwing vessels into the street, which obviously gives it the appearance of wrongdoing, because now that a go and carry from your house to the street. Now, but this is difficult to read. Because the kibin that filled the dal lo yishtamish became shenish barim. Since that even if you're saying if it's four tefachim wide, you now use vessels that don't break, that are not fragile, then imkena fel rochem me'am enami, then even if it's 100 amas wide, that it should also be forbidden. Because regarding the laws of Shabbos, something that's at least four tefachim wide is just like as if it's 1,000 amas wide. And then even a wide roof that doesn't have any walls should be forbidden. As Mefreshim explained, that's asking, that's not logical to say that it would be forbidden to use vessels that are not fragile on a very wide roof. So then what's the difference between four tefachim wide or that of like a large roof? So B'nir L'ri rather appears to the read the Baruch Abdal. This that, like we said from Rashi, sounds like that it's only fragile vessels. So it seems to the read, no, the Baruch Abdal, when it's four tefachim wide, surely nafalikim shenish bar. You could use even vessels that are not fragile, that wouldn't break. Because once the four tefachim wide, like we said, we're not concerned that's going to fall down, just like a roof you could use. And our mission is talking about where it's just a small little width, which is less than four tefachim. But then Tosfos has to explain, why didn't we explain that it's four tefachim wide and regarding all vessels? In other words, if you're saying that four tefachim width is permitted to use the whole ledge, so then when we're asking in the Mishnah, oh, where's this ledge going out to? If it's going into Rosh Hashanah, we have to be concerned it's only going to come to carry, when we could have said that we're talking about a ledge, which is four tefachim wide, and then there's no difficulty. That's why we're not concerned. Shtei says, no, we couldn't say there's talking about a ledge that's four tefachim wide. Shem the Stam Ziz and Rosh Abdal, generally a ledge is not four tefachim wide, and if we didn't give that as the resolution for the Halacha of our Mishnah. Now, then Tosfos continues to again explain the opinion of the Ri. And the truth is, according to the Ri, Chipar Chashas, that when the Gemara asks that Idles Be'avod, that if it doesn't have four tefachim wide, I feel like Chaloino Ilei Shamish, and you should not be able to use opposite the even the window of the upper ledge. Truth is, I'm a Muslim, I feel the Gemara could have asked also that even the one beneath that you shouldn't be able to use, because like they're saying, every ledge doesn't have four tefachim wide, and therefore then even the low one should not be permitted. But then this concludes another point regarding the interpretation of the Ri. Then why didn't the Gemara answer the Bekel Manish Bama Ayri that we're talking about where they're fragile vessels? And that's why you let it use opposite the window, because you're not going to come to pick it up. That's simply because you can't explain like that. From the fact that we don't permit the rest of the wall, only opposite the window, that's obviously the differentiation is not because if it was Kelim Nishbaram, then it should be permitted everywhere. From the fact that it's only by the window, not by the wall, that's why they're going to have to give the answer that it's the window pane that adds to it. And therefore, obviously, we're talking about Kelim that are not fragile and couldn't answer that, oh, because we're talking about Kelim Nishbaram, and therefore it's permitted even when it's less than four tach. Next says, the master begins with the Gemara Taft and the Ispidal. Toma, with the low one, does have four tach. So it explains what's the chiddush of this halacha of the lower ledge, which we said that the lower ledge, oh, you could use the whole thing. The Gemara wanted to know why the low one, whole thing, and the upper one not, because the low one has four tefachim and the upper one not, only together with the window. Now, what's bothering Tosfos is that based on this interpretation, that the upper one doesn't have four tefachim, and therefore it's only opposite the window, and the low one does, it's a little bit difficult. The elegant shemini, we really know the halach of the low one from the upper one, because the shemini can inkaloina, we explain, so why is it permitted specifically opposite the window? From the chalim, because the window supplements it to four. So obviously four permits you the whole thing, so then the low one, which is four, is permitted. So what's the chiddush in the low one? And as I said, what you could say is the itzik lashmini, but definitely we have to tell regarding the low one, afal gab de leinicha tashmisht. Although it's not such a convenience because it's lower down from where your window is, but ikeli, the mafsi, the upper one gets in the way. Even so, that's what we're saying, that still, you're allowed to use the whole thing, because it has a width of four tefachim.